Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago.
Like, you know, that boyfriend you once had, the mother-in-law who was a pain in your ass, the co-worker who was a certain zodiac sign. You're like, oh,
you're
my
like,
God.
I know it's
they
the zodiac
are a
sign.
Disaster. That zodiac sign is a wreck. Like, because now I was reading every star sign's worst relationship behavior. Melissa, who would you say?
Only based on somebody that I dated a long time ago, I would say Capricorn.
You would say Capricorns. Whip, do you have any thoughts on this?
Let me just go with Taurus.
Just because the first one popped
first
to mind.
First one that came to mind.
They are a mess.
Yeah,
I mean, that's why they popped to mind right away, because
exactly.
They're a disaster.
Yeah, plus I had a Ford Taurus once.
Yeah, that's right. That was a bad decision.
But problems.
How about you, Violetta?
Well, I'm a water sign, so fire signs normally don't get along with me.
All
like
right.
Aries.
Fire puts out water?
Yeah, well, they're just a kind of aggressive sometimes.
Okay.
Sagittarius, Leo, Aries, those are my
Aries. I believe that's
Aries.
A Disney character.
Oh, Ariel.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you, Melissa. That's just a joke. Appreciate the clarification.
I mostly know more about my own sign, so it is hard to kind of answer this question.
I see. In at number 3, they are a disaster. What sign, Eric?
Gemini.
Gemini. Why do you say Gemini?
They literally cannot make a decision. That split personality is like, you can't get them to decide on a restaurant, what they want to eat, what they want to do, anything like that.
It says here, every star sign's worst relationship behavior, excuse me, when the Gemini falls in love, doesn't everybody have to hear about it? All the gory details. He said this. She did that. It's enough to make you sick. Why can't they keep it to themselves?
Yeah.
Damn Geminis.
Talk to your split personality.
Thank you for that. In at number 2, Rachel.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I would say a fellow Scorpio.
A fellow Scorpio. So you are one.
Yes.
You concede to being difficult.
Oh, completely.
And what about Scorpios specifically makes them so tough?
We are hard-headed.
Hard-headed. Let me look that up for you. Scorpio, in love is something I don't want to think about, let alone write about.
Oh.
It's simply too dark, too dirty, too close to the knuckle. They don't have the same respect for the law as the rest of us and will happily happily commit every sexual taboo going, you crazy person. Yes. Wow.
Every one of them. Every one of them.
Wow.
That's dangerous.
Wow. Oh, Ashley had the same one. Ashley, you get a give Ashley a prize. I didn't realize they were both going to go Scorpio. This is how this one's going. Ashley, you were going Scorpio, too?
Yeah, I was going Scorpio. Like, we're jealous, hard-headed, we hold a grudge forever, and we have major trust issues.
Major trust issues. Man. All right, hold on. Ashley gets a prize, as does in at number 1. Maria, who is impossible?
Capricorns.
They're a disaster. Melissa's nodding with that who farted face.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what about Capricorns are so difficult?
We require a lot of attention.
You know what? I like the last two have been all self-blame.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, a lot of self-blame going on there with the Capricorns. Capricorns have all the passion of two people watching TV. They like to sit on couches drinking tea together and matching cardigans. They like slippers. You would think they were shy, but shy they're not. They're just so robotic, they don't have an emotional response.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
What are you with?
A Virgo?
Oh, I thought you were
Well, maybe.
Sorry. The slipper thing, I thought for sure that's you.
Not a slipper fan.
What are you, Melissa?
I'm a Libra.
Libras will tell you that they're great lovers and that everyone falls in love with them at the drop of a hat. Unfortunately, a lot of silly people do exactly that. They seem to attract shallow people to them. Anyone with a hint of substance stays away from Libras.
That's your
worst relationship behavior sign. Whip.
Oh, that's
Virgo.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm a Virgo.
Virgos are over-concerned when in love and will need constant reassurance. This is you.
This is me. I need constant reassurance in every aspect of my life, and all the rest of it.
You have to tell them how much you love them every 20 minutes without fail, or they'll feel threatened and lack self-esteem.
Definitely. I think something's going on. What's going on?
I'm nervous. I'm a Pisces.
Pisces. People who have Pisces for lovers often feel crushed by them because they can be taken up and then suddenly dropped for no reason.
Wow.
But again, this is the power play. By keeping you unsettled, Pisces thinks that you'll want them more. Treat them mean and keep them keen.
Oh my gosh!
That is so mean.
Yeah.
What's yours? Read yours.
Yeah, read yours.
I don't have a sign.
Yes, you
I'm
do.
Signless.
You read it already and it's terrible.
No,
you don't
it's
want to
not.
Say it out loud.
I'm an Aquarius.
Okay.
Aquarius are lovely people.
Oh, you are!
So weird.
Yeah, give me that sheet of paper.
Everybody should be lucky enough to have an Aquarius around them.
Wow. Look at that. Good for you.
Nice. Boy, yours must be really good. Really your fire well. Sign, I just realized.
If you are unlucky enough to fall for an Aquarius, then you aren't going to be wooed or romanced or wined or dined much. You'll, however, get lectured, pontificated, and talked down to.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
This is the most accurate list I've ever heard.
Oh, man, we're in the zone. Strange living arrangements. Unorthodox living arrangements, like Amy Schumer, who's married, just had a baby, trying to have another baby, and they moved her ex-husband into the house. I don't know why. And now he spends all his time broing out with her new husband, which is weird.
It is.
Just like you folks have had to endure. 312-233-1019. Hi, Robin.
Hi, good morning.
Strange living arrangements.
Yes. So I have a friend who got married, moved in with her parents, had three kids, then they got divorced, he moved out for a while,
got it.
Then he moved back into their house,
okay,
and they're all living together.
So your friend, her three kids, and her ex-husband living with her parents.
Correct.
What could possibly go wrong?
Wow.
Yeah, what's that like in the house every
That's
day?
The all-American dream right there.
That'd be the weirdest one I've ever heard.
We'll see. Annie.
Hi, good morning.
Strange living arrangements.
So my now husband, when he and I started dating, he had another girl live at his house. And when I was like, who is this? His best friend is a lesbian. And she was living at her house with her parents, and her girlfriend didn't have any place to live, so my husband took her in.
So your husband is living with his lesbian best friend and her girlfriend?
Just the girlfriend.
Not the friend.
Not the friend.
Just the girlfriend.
Yeah, just the girlfriend of the friend.
Just of her best friend.
Who's a lesbian.
And walk me through why the girlfriend and not the friend?
Because the friend already had a home. She was living with her parents at the time. The girlfriend didn't have a home.
She didn't have a place to live, so we took her in to help her out. Got it.
Okay. Yeah. Got that all figured out. Weird living arrangement, John.
Yep, so I meet a woman, and I have her move in. This is my 20s.
Okay.
And I propose. She says yes. She moves her father in. He's on oxygen, has some health issues, so I say, okay, come on in, and, you know, we all live together for 6 months.
Uh-huh.
On a whim, she leaves, goes back to her ex-boyfriend. On one day, I comes home, all of her stuff's gone, leaves her dad.
Leaves her dad.
Whoa! Oh, my God! All right,
so you have the girl move in, awesome. Get engaged, she moves in her elderly father, she moves out to go back with another guy, but leaves her elderly father dad with you.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Wow, do you have a story?
Oh, boy.
Wow, do you have a story?
Oh, wow. And how did all that play out for you?
Well, it took me 6 months to find them, you know, living arrangements for senior living. But
right. Something like that was on you?
Right. Herbert, we really need to find you somewhere else to live.
But
I like
thing.
It here.
Where's
I
my
like
daughter?
Yes,
oh, what a nice guy you are.
Yeah. Elmer, there's a lot of moving parts to this right now. We're going to have to have a talk. Wow. Find out the top three things currently trending on Twitter from social media director Mel D. Hi, Mel D.
What's up, guys?
Did I steal anything?
There's been a couple things this morning, so I've just rearranged everything.
All right, cool. Top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go. Number three.
All right. The filming of the new Batman movie has officially started. Matt Reeves, the director of that movie, tweeted out a picture last night saying day one with the Batman logo in the pic. So it got a ton of attention on Twitter, and that led to people wondering if Robert Pattinson was around anywhere. There haven't been any pics of Rob out yet. He's the one playing the Batman, and no one has really seen him since he admitted that he needed to bulk up and gain some more muscle.
Skinny, wispy Batman.
Yeah, I know. So he's out there bulking up somewhere.
Right. Yeah, so no one's really seen him out, but with Matt's tweets, that marks the first day where actors are actually being filmed for this. There have been some outside shots taken around London earlier this month, but the Batman movie will drop sometime in 2021.
Can't wait. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Okay, emojis. We use them all the time for texting on our phones, but now the state of Vermont wants to give people the option to use emojis on their license plates. So some state lawmakers
Who's going to be first in line for the poop?
Yeah, right? Some state lawmakers there are coming up with a plan that would allow emojis on your license plate in addition to the numbers and letters already on the plate. So people are wondering if they're going to ban the more sexual themed emojis going on there. Vermont says that they will ban certain emojis if this actually does happen.
All right. And trending on Twitter, number one.
Okay, everybody has a documentary coming out, it seems like.
Mine will be out next week.
Yeah.
Look for it on Tuesday, next week. It's like 3 minutes long, just me sitting there.
Oh, wow. Is it a tell-all then?
Yeah, pretty much.
Drinking.
Yep.
Yeah. So now Justin Bieber is the next one to do this. So he just announced his new YouTube docuseries. The first part came out last night.
Mine's better.
Yeah, it's a little different than a Netflix or Hulu documentary series because this one is going to have 10 parts. It's a big documentary event. That's what he says.
Mine has 12.
Yeah, there you go. It's called Justin Bieber Seasons. It will premiere and it will show all the past years of his life. Justin says that 2020 is going to be his year from touring to a new album. It's his first big album in 5 years. So, yeah, this is out. Part one is out right now.
No, you're not cool if you don't have a documentary.
Everybody's got one.
Yeah, everybody has one. And if you don't, you better get one. Thanks, Mel D. There they are. I'll have that story forever.
It's in the memory bank.
You remember that, Big Karwowski?
I remember what I was wearing that day. But just to clarify, I'm 6'7". That doorway was like 6'5".
Uh-huh.
So when I walked
through... So it's the doorway's fault.
No,
you didn't hit the top. You hit the door.
No, I know. But when I walked through it, I lowered my head and I just like rammed the thing.
Oh, right.
And I was just like... The guys below deck, because that was the upper deck, the below deck, they're like Teddy and Damian. They're like, hey, what just happened to
things were shaking.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't just, I kind of bumped into it. He slammed into it.
Yeah. They almost knocked it off the rails. Yeah. And instead of asking if I was okay, Eric like ran below deck to be, look what I just saw.
I did. I couldn't find enough people to tell.
Yeah.
Saw you laughing, but I didn't see
I couldn't
it happen.
Find enough. I was so happy.
Oh my gosh.
After he told everybody on the boat like three times, he was like ready to take like a lifeboat down to like Navy Pier.
Tell everybody on Navy Pier.
Yeah.
That guy right there just walked into a glass door.
You give us so many good stories.
Yeah, it was great. Yeah. You know what? I had something else ready for anybody listening who, but inspired by you.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's do this. Has walked into something.
Yeah.
Like, you walking out of Walgreens didn't realize the door was closed. Right into it. Or, Melissa, you walked right into that stop sign once. Remember that?
I did.
Hit your head on a stop sign. You were looking the other way, texting, whatever, right into the stop sign.
I did. Yeah, I was walking so fast and looking for my car.
Right.
So I was walking straight, but my head was turned, and I was walking like so fast.
Bam, right into it.
Right into
Knocked
it.
Knocked you goofy.
Oh, my gosh.
Last week, Kaz ran into Ogilvy Transportation Center.
What?
He had a cut
I heard about this.
He had a cut on his head?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Shocking no one told you, Eric.
No, he's got a big... He had stitches on his forehead.
Because he walked... hold on a minute.
Ogilvy.
Well, where did he walk into? Just a post at Ogilvy? What happened?
Yeah.
How did I miss this? Why did you not tell me?
I guess what was happening, it was snowing one afternoon, and he was walking, and he, like, shook his hat off, and he just kept walking. He looked up, boom.
Boom.
And bloodied.
Boom.
I'm worried about him a little bit.
Wow.
Poor guy.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, this is so funny.
Yeah, didn't he, like, you were doing some wacky cause in the afternoon, bidding him, like, with some inflatable thing with like dish soap on it, and he had to have knee surgery after it or something. Wasn't that something like that? Did I have that right? The fact's roughly correct, don't I?
Yeah,
I was gonna say.
Yeah, close enough for jazz.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, did you know that?
I don't even. I don't even follow what you're talking about.
One of those inflatable slides that kids play on.
Yeah,
like a bouncy slide. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Karwowski sent him out there with somebody to do something.
And they put dish soap on.
They had to make it slippery or something.
Oh, they make a slip and slide.
And he tried to stand up.
Oh no!
I want to try that.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, he blew out his knee.
Oh, I feel bad for the guy.
He had a kneeectomy.
It's a rough life that afternoon show.
Showbiz, baby.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. 312-233-1019. Thanks, Big Karwowski.
Yep.
Okay. Anybody listening who also ran into something? We'll find out if you, like Kaz, apparently got stitches.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. We have a phone bank full of people who are walking into things.
Oh, no.
So Big Karwowski is not alone. Kaz is not alone. And you know what's going to happen today, don't you? I'm definitely going to end up walking into something.
Definitely.
You're due.
It's going to happen. Hi, Carol.
Good morning.
You walked into something?
I have three daughters, beautiful little girls. They were about 8 and 6. Twins. And we walk into JCPenney, and these really cute girl mannequins were off to the side. And my middle one, my first twin, goes, "These are so cute." He goes running right into the glass.
Right into the glass to go see the mansion. Oh, okay, man. Got that. All right. Very nice. Katie walked right into it.
Yes. So I was visiting a friend at college, and we were coming back from the bathroom. And I walked right into a screen door, and I was so embarrassed that I continued to walk.
Right, you gotta try to find it. I'm getting all the way through it.
Yeah.
This isn't going to stop me.
Right. So I just brought the screen door right with me.
Yeah, you got to. I meant to do that. I'm so cool, I don't even open doors. I go through them.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. Like the Hulk.
I walked right into it, Ann.
When I was a little girl, my grandparents had a house in Florida with a sliding glass door, and I walked into it so many times that over Christmas break, my parents decided to tape paper snowflakes on it, so I would stop walking into it.
Oh my gosh.
But I still walked into it after they taped them up.
Oh, seriously? Why?
Yes.
You might have had a lingering head injury.
Probably.
Just something to think about. Finally, Brad walked right into it.
Hey, Eric. I was in high school, and we were on a class trip, and I thought I heard somebody call my name. We were downtown, and I was still walking, so I turned around, and I ran right into a parking meter.
There you go. You're like Kaz.
Okay, that I could see.
Yeah.
That I could see.
You're like Kaz.
Gosh, sounds like that hurts.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.
Hi, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM, The Mix, WTMX Chicago. Man discovers deceased mother's Kindle is filled exclusively with comically titled smut.
Oh, no. Yeah, you don't want
it. His lovely, beautiful, elderly mother.
I don't even think I'd look through the Kindle. I would just say, I'm donating this. Thank you very much. See ya.
He picked up his lovely, sweet, deceased mother's Kindle, and it's nothing but smut.
Oh,
among
gosh.
The titles he discovered in her Kindle. Remember, they were comically titled smut.
Oh, good. That's the best kind.
You got Sugar Daddy, Diapered for Pay.
No. That's when you stop.
No.
The Diaper Slave series starring Clara.
Another diaper one?
Yeah, she's big into that. Feeding the Farmer's Partner.
What?
Doctor, It Hurts So Bad. God.
Oh, my God.
Arousing Brandy. Bad Girl Good. And Hot Cooking Spanker Wanted.
Ew.
That's okay. What Mom kept in her Kindle.
Yeah.
Both diaper ones are really
I think I might be with Whip on that.
Yeah.
You know,
I don't
sometimes
know.
You have a vision of your parents that they're a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, whether while living or after they pass on, you discover things about them. You're like, whoa.
Right.
Yeah.
Any of you have one of those moments? 312-233-1019. And it can be anything from along these lines to you discovered your dad let out at Thanksgiving for the first time that, you know, there was that year that he traveled with the circus and was a lion tamer.
Sure.
You're like, what?
That's the fun stuff.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, back in 58.
Sure. Totally took you by surprise.
Yeah, I used to travel with the circus. You had no clue.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even know what to say.
What did you learn? Did anybody learn something about your parents that caught you completely off guard? Man discovers deceased mother's Kindle filled exclusively with comically titled smut. Melissa and Whip were acting horrified a second ago, but you should know that during commercial, Melissa asked me to hand her the story and has been writing down some of these titles.
Oh, I did not!
So I don't know what she's
planning
on doing with them.
Bad.
That's her business, not mine.
No.
You know, what you learned about your parents, you had no idea. Hi there, Eric.
Oh, hi. Good morning.
Good morning. What'd you learn?
Oh, I learned that my mom was actually a Playboy Bunny go-go dancer at the Drake Hotel in the late 60s
and
70s. Get out of here.
She Your mom's hot.
It. She was killing it.
Wow.
Yeah, she was very beautiful, but I was kind of floored when I found that out. I never really pictured my mom in a Playboy Bunny.
Right. Yeah, who does?
Dancing.
Who does? Would be floored.
How'd you find out?
You know, family gathering. We were just having Thanksgiving, and it just came up. My Aunt Susie was telling me, you know, your mom did this? And I was like, what? Why?
Yeah, and you usually think Aunt Susie, she's a vault. I mean, little gets out of Aunt Susie. Wow.
She had never heard about that before.
Yeah, the things you find out about your mom. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi. Found out?
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I found out that my mom was a competitive bodybuilder and worked out on Muscle Beach with the guys in the 80s.
Yeah, mom used to get all swole.
Oh, my God.
Go out there and blast.
Yeah.
Throw the heavyweights around. Oh, sweet little old lady, and look what she did, huh?
Muscle Beach.
Yeah, we found a pinup picture of her in the basement of her flexing in heels.
Look at that.
In heels.
Yeah, looking great.
So proud.
Oh, ripped.
Tanned up.
Hey, John.
Hey.
It's not just for the moms. What'd you find out about your dad?
So after he retired, my dad followed Bruce Springsteen around the country, and we thought he was crazy spending his retirement money. And then we find out that somehow he got hired as a roadie and was doing sound checks for Bruce and the band.
Yeah, no clue. Your dad was a Springsteen roadie.
Oh, my God.
That's unbelievable. He's in Omaha with the boss.
Wow.
God.
We need another check on Born in the USA. Bruce, another check on my mic for Born in the USA.
It's like his dream job.
You never knew.
That's awesome.
Never knew. What'd you find out about your mom, Deborah?
I found out that during the riots after Martin Luther King was shot, that she, in Chicago, got shot in her hand during the riots going to lunch.
Your mom's minding her business, going to lunch, and gets shot in the hand.
Wow, that's life-changing.
And she never let on, huh? You never knew.
It's like every year you have off for Martin Luther King, and not once did she bring this up. It's like I'd be telling this story every year.
There you go.
Ah, wow.
And then there are stories that really catch you off guard, Megan.
Hi.
Hi.
My mom had hip replacement surgery, and as she was coming to after the surgery, she was a little loopy from the mess. And she told me she never loved my dad, and she only married him because he had money.
Oh, my God! What? But did you have a little inkling of that before?
No.
I only married your father for his money.
Wow. Yeah. Well, that's the truth serum right there. Oh, boy. Man.
Yeah, well, sweet woman. Did you keep that one to yourself for a little while?
I did.
Yeah, that one goes in the vault. Aunt Susie doesn't need to know that one.
She'll let that out.
You never really know, do you? Oh, I love you. You think that's the best thing you can say to somebody? It's not. It's not, as it turns out. No, you can do better. There are three words. These three words are more important to say to your significant other than I love you. Sausage, humidity, and parking tickets. Oh, wait, that's four again.
You keep doing that.
That's four.
Yeah,
I keep going
that.
To four. Now, are they just three random words, Eric? No, it's a phrase.
Okay. I just...
Come on.
I'm sorry. I just had to double make sure.
Three words. 312-233-1019. More impact when you say what three words, Diane.
I miss you.
I miss you. That's a good one. That is not it.
That's true.
That's not it. Lisa, three words.
I support you.
I support you. No. Getting closer, though. The three words that have more impact and meaning than I love you are what, Tara?
I appreciate you.
Exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
Fire out an I appreciate you in lieu of the I love you. You're going to get more back.
Everything better. Just a little appreciation.
Yeah, better
all
than
the
love.
Work you do.
Love, blah, blah, blah. Appreciation really resonates with people. Nicely done, Tara. How's your morning going?
It's fantastic.
Well, apparently you're being pulled over.
Not well.
Yeah. Yeah. Just say sausage, humidity, and parking tickets. Could somebody check? I really would like to know if Tara is currently being pulled over.
That would be interesting.
I think she hung up. I think she's being pulled over.
She might have. It's not those sirens were close.
Wow. Saying I appreciate you. Research from the Journal of Cognition and Emotion shows that gratitude is the quality that makes people want to spend time with you.
Gratitude, yes.
I appreciate you can actually be more powerful than I love you. Why? I love you might be triggering, they say. Almost every human has experienced heartbreak, trauma, and betrayal, and saying I love you can sometimes bring all that back. It can actually work to your disadvantage.
Oh, wow.
I love you can get watered down. Yes. We may hear I love you a lot in a relationship, and it can almost be given so much that it gets watered down and loses its impact.
Yeah, right. It's like hello, you know, goodbye.
Right. You're saying hello and
yeah,
same thing as I love you.
Exactly.
A lot of people say that. Why don't you just say hello to me instead of I love you?
Mm-hmm.
It's all the same.
Say it three times.
I love you can be manipulative, too. I love you can be used to appease, mollify, or even shut up the spouse.
Yeah, like they're arguing,
I love you, okay.
I love you. Oh,
doesn't have the same impact. You're just trying to shut an argument down, so I love you shuts it down.
Yeah. You know those people that never say it first?
What, I love you?
Yeah.
That felt a little personal.
Yeah, I just don't...
Something you'd like to just get off your chest?
No, the, like, love you too is not, like, the same as I love you.
Mm-hmm. Well, agree or disagree?
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, it's
how about
nice
if they say
you're...
I love you and you go, yeah, same, ditto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no.
Nah. Appreciation heightens everything. Recent studies in gratitude prove that when we are in a state of appreciation, our physical, mental, and emotional health drastically improves.
Mm-mm.
You know how? You know what I feel? Mm-mm. Sausage, humidity, and speeding tickets like Tara just got. In a new survey, though, it revealed that 33% of children believe their mother has a favorite child. 22% of kids believe their dad has a favorite child. So when you look at your mom and dad, you're thinking, well, she's probably got a favorite child among all of us more than he does.
Sure.
Not that he doesn't, but she's more likely to. 66% of people believe that they are not their mother's favorite child. You have a sister?
Yeah.
Violetta?
Mm-hmm.
Does your mom like you or your sister more?
I think if it was my mom specifically, I think she likes me more.
Okay.
Because we're more similar to each other. And my dad and my sister are more similar, so I think his favorite is my sister, Brenda.
41% of men believe they are their mother's favorite child, while only 22% of women said the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you might be thinking to yourself, oh, I know what Eric's just asked for the Secret Eric in the Morning off-air poll, and you'd be wrong.
Okay.
Along these lines, when it comes to mom and dads, we asked a simple question off the air at 312-233-1019 to 10 unsuspecting people. We said, of your mom and your dad, who's your favorite?
Oh.
Wow.
You used to always get asked this as a little kid.
We spun it in reverse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We just found out how you feel like you might be their favorite. But which one of them is your favorite? And a specific reason why I asked that. When and how babies pick their favorite parent,
really?
According to experts. Babies tend to prefer mom early on for fairly obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Babies' senses of smell and hearing develop sooner than sight, and they tend to rely on those to recognize loved ones. Most babies will develop a preference for the mother within 2 to 4 months. Later on in life, though, that tends to shift towards the father.
Like how far later on in life?
You a little worried over there? What's the problem?
Yeah, right. When's that shift going to take place in me? I don't want to be...
How old's your son? Yeah, right about now.
Come on.
The preference for the primary caretaker of the infant starts between 6 and 9 months of life. The most common factor playing into whom the infant shows a preference to is generally who is feeding the infant the most. That has the impact on it. And then later on in life, it shifts and shifts back. And
yeah.
Not too surprising.
Probably like your dog. Whoever's feeding me the most is the one I like the best.
So we asked 10 unsuspecting Eric in the Morning listeners a question about your mom and dad. We said, which one do you like more? What do you think the results showed of those 10? Men, women, young, old, didn't know it ahead of time, had no reason to be biased in their answer. When given the option of saying, I like mom more or I like dad more. Melissa, what do you think the results show?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to pick.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say,
I know.
Mom.
By a score of what?
Six.
Six said mom. Okay. Whip.
I'll go 7, mom.
7 said mom. Violetta.
100% said mom.
100% said mom. I'll tell you this much. One of you is correct.
Yeah.
And, you knew it was going to happen. 6 said mom.
That's it? Oh.
What do you mean that's it? What's wrong with dad? It's okay to like dad.
You're cute and cuddly and nice.
6 said mom. 4 said dad. 60% preferred mom. 40% preferred dad. Are you ready, Whip?
Yeah.
I thought it might be a good time right now to cram it in. Do you have it ready?
I have it totally Whips. Ready. I'm just a little... this one, for some reason, I've been practicing, and I just hope I get this out cleanly this time.
Via let us on the show, and she doesn't know what we're talking
no,
about.
No, yeah. I know.
A little thing called The Bachelor last night.
Sounded
we have Whip watch The Bachelor for us so we don't have to. He's in charge of watching all 2 hours and squeezing it down into 30 seconds and 30 seconds only.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's all you get.
Yeah.
30 seconds to do a full review for us, all right?
Right, right.
All right, and at the conclusion of your 30 seconds, that's it. We cut you off and we all move on with our lives.
Definitely.
Are you ready?
Oh, I think so.
Was it a good episode last night?
No, it was one of the most historic episodes I've ever seen. Bachelor history was made. Except that so much happened before that, I don't know if I'll get to the part where Bachelor history was made, so I have to talk fast.
Wow. Well, yeah. If there's one thing I know you can do, it's talk fast.
Yeah, I don't know about this fast.
Here we go.
All right.
Whip's Bachelor review. And go.
Harrison tells the girls are going to Cleveland. They're offended, but Pete and Victoria FC a country concert by Chase Rice. But what a crazy coincidence. Victoria used to date Chase Rice. She's overwhelmed. She cries. She literally shakes. Then they talk. Chase mumbles a bunch of Southern stuff, including, I don't care. Then she's crying.
Halfway.
She and Pete make out. Pete and the rest of the girls get ready to play football. Some girls are scared, but Tammy the house flipper says, I can't wait to tackle a lot
Ten
of
seconds.
Bitches. Then Alea, who got kicked off last week, comes back. Peter tells her he made a
Five
mistake
seconds.
Getting rid of her. He asked her to come back. It's Bachelor history. Aaliyah's confronted
there
by Victoria.
Wow.
The Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast. Downloadable every weekday. This is 101.9 FM, The Mix, on the web at WTMX.com and via podcast.